This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Israeli military has freed some of the hostages who were being held by Hamas.
The four rescued hostages were kidnapped from the Nova Music Festival on October 7th. The only woman among them, 25-year-old Noah Argamani, had an emotional reunion with her mother, who suffers from terminal brain cancer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the operation was complex.
We're committed to getting the release of all the hostages, and we expect Hamas to release them all. But if they don't, we'll do whatever it takes to get them all back home.
One Israeli Special Forces soldier was killed in the rescue, and Palestinians said at least 200 were killed in the Israeli attack on central Gaza. Linda Gradstein for CBS News, Jerusalem.
A state dinner honoring President Biden is wrapped up in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron spoke through an interpreter.
It is such an honor to have you here in France on the occasion of this state visit. That is an opportunity to celebrate the untrammeled vitality of our alliance and this very special relationship between our two nations and indeed our love for freedom.
Los Angeles police say one man's been killed, four others wounded in a shooting at a house near Compton College.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on this.
on Civic Media. We are local music, the flavor that kills. That is the American dream. Hip to be squared before that. Of course, a double dip happens at the top of the every hour here on Max Inc. Radio. Hello, everybody. GBK Rocker Terry Barr with
hello,
you.
Hello.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Good, good. Original local music from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Another Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here we are, boys.
So what do you think the flavor that kills actually is? Like, is it like
I think it's a double dip chocolate with
eggs?
Caramel.
Oh, no, eggs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kill Jimmy K right there.
Yeah, Jimmy K allergic to eggs.
Pretty excited about this. We announced last week that the flavor that kills will be playing at Woodfest Saturday, July 27th on the Luther Allison stage, Rocker.
And that's your stage, isn't it, Jimmy K?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Uh-huh.
That stage is going to be rocking this
it
year.
It is.
Super excited about Atwood Fest. Mm-hmm. Of course, the last full weekend in July always, July 27th, 28th. Rocker, you're the Atwood Fest man. What is, if you had one sentence for Atwood Fest this year, what would that be?
We have our legacy bands, we have brand new bands that have never played, and we're bringing in bands that are not only Wisconsin and local, but also from Barcelona, Spain, from Nashville, from Louisville, Kentucky, from New Orleans. There's just a huge mix.
Jeez.
How about you, Terry?
Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
It's pretty cool.
It's a little bit of everything for everyone.
It is.
It really is. And you're going to ask me who I'm looking forward to?
Yes.
Dusty Bones.
Oh, I knew it.
You know. I cannot wait. He and I have been messaging each other. I send him little hearts. He sends me hearts back.
That's very sweet.
It's very cool.
Oh,
he has
great.
A girlfriend. I have a husband. Whatever. It's all good. Brian thinks he is like one of the most extraordinary guitar players he has ever seen.
Really?
He really is good.
Wow. That's not a compliment coming from Brian.
It is. And he doesn't say that about just anyone. So.
Mm-hmm. And I would have to say, I contacted their agent, right? Dusty Bowe's agent. And I said, hey, what would it take to get Dusty Bowe to Atwood Fest? And they're like, well, geez, they start kind of thinking about it. I'm like, well, a little birdie told me that Dusty wants to play Atwood Fest. And the agent's like, oh, well, then we'll have to make this happen.
And I think they are. Can you imagine what it goes into organizing? Not just what you're doing with Atwood Fest, Rocker, but what some of these bands then try to do as they get to Atwood Fest and go home again.
Yes.
Booking shows.
Well,
all the way. Yeah.
Well, when it really comes down to it, I can't book a band from Spain or a band from, New Orleans.
Right.
I just have them come here.
Right.
They have to have other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So actually, the way it kind of works is Atwood Fest becomes the anchor of their tour. And then they start booking shows on the way to Atwood Fest and on the way to home from Atwood Fest. So, Julian Primo, he's doing that from New Orleans. This sparked a whole kind of tour with him.
Yeah.
And same with Parker Barrow.
Yep. And I think Dusty the same. Yep. And Dusty's working on new music right now. So his touring has taken a little bit of a time off. But in knowing that he wanted to play here, I think he's adding some other shows because why not?
I love the bands are making Atwood Fest in Madison a hub to stop to, or an acre hub on their tour. We got to mention, of course, Atwood Fest, part of the Festy festival season in Madison. Marquette Waterfront Festival is happening right now down in Yarhara Park.
And tomorrow, too.
Mm-hmm. So
beautiful day expected tomorrow. I mean, now it turned out quite lovely, but
the rain
tomorrow's
is done
supposed
for the
to
night.
Be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We'd love to hear from you tonight, see what's going on with you and what festivals you're looking forward to this season. You can call or text us from the Civic
Media. We got a text.
Well, we do.
We do.
That was fast.
Already?
You gotta love this from the 414. It's Tom in New Berlin. Tom, hey, thank you. And he said, Max Inc. Radio, Saturday love to you.
Love to you, Tom. Thank you for calling
in.
Oh,
that's so good.
Rocker, we got a good show for the people tonight. What's coming up?
Dustin Boyle is coming up. He just messaged me. I think he's right outside the door. So we'll hear about, he's doing the Gamma Ray Bar. He used to do sound at the Frequency and all the recording there. Well, he's over at Gamma Ray. So we're going to get a check-in on the new bar here in Madison. And Jim Malott, Pride Fest, Milwaukee. We're going to be calling him up to find out a bit about Pride Fest. All kinds of good things happening.
The parade is happening
out there
tomorrow in Milwaukee.
Yes, and Civic Media has a whole crew that will be in the parade.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob La Follette, COPA, which is the music, it has a music industry night. It's Community Organizations Promoting the Arts, COPA. We're going to hear all about what that is and what's going on with their music industry night.
Very cool.
Maybe even a little El Donk on the side. Live in the Lair tonight, Marta the Piano
yes.
Girl. She's coming
Yay!
In from Sun Prairie. This is going to be a really good show and a lot mm-hmm. of time, good time. And Max Inc. After Hours, 10 to 12 a.m. tonight.
With Rob Roberts. Don't forget to call or text us from the Civic Media app. This band was on for an interview a couple weeks ago. The podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com. It's Bestie Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. It's Get Up. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I got to get up, put on my best vest, and I peel myself out the door. Any use in being clever here? They have heard it all before, and I guess it's in my shot in hell. I guess this is my saving grace. If I can make it here, if I can make it here, I can make it. I couldn't make it to any place. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up, get up, get up now. Get up, get up. Look at all them cool kids and all of that young, hot blood. Spit dripping from their lips. They're just waiting to show you what they're made of. And I may be late to this beautiful game that is always defying me. I play along like your favorite song. Kids and all of that young hot blood spit dripping from their lips. It reminds me.
Good people than there are bad people. So good people take a-
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Electric Spanking there. And Good People is a groovy song to kick your Saturday night off. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin with brand new Rogue Electrics. Along for the ride on Max Sync Radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Oh, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Rafters baseball is on the air from historic Witter Field for the first time on a Saturday evening in the 2024 Northwoods League season. Raptor fans, welcome into Game 11 of 72 in this season slate. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors here on WFHR, back with you for yet another ball game between your Raptors and the Madison Mallards this evening. It is a rally towel giveaway. I have one in my hands right now from Aspirus Health. Looking forward to waving it out the window all night long in support of Raptor hitting. Let's take a look at last night's game, the third straight between the Mallards and Wisconsin Rapids, and it was the third straight one by the Mallards here in this season. 6-2 was the final score, all eight runs from both teams coming via the long ball. The scoring started in the top half of the third inning. Charlie Marion, the leadoff hitter in yesterday's lineup, and the right fielder for Madison sent one over the right field fence to begin the ball game. In the bottom half of the inning with two outs and Alex Brody on second base after hitting a double to right field, it was Miles Vandenhoevel, the leadoff batter in the Raptor order, in his second at-bat of the ballgame, sending one over and out, clearing the left center field wall to make it 2-1 Wisconsin Rapids. As we head to the eighth inning, the only run in the ballgame scored not by the long ball. I should say it assumed all of them were, but no, we had one in the eighth that was not a fielder's choice, beaten out at the time in the Madison order by Corbin Dickerson, the center fielder. Knotted us up at two, and it set up a big spot for the switch-hitting catcher David Whittle. Was not the starter last night for Madison, that being Will Beerling. Whittle coming off the bench with the bases loaded in one out in the top of the ninth against the Raptors stopper Max Weitzel, hitting a grand slam to right field, clearing the bags, and giving Madison a 6-2 lead that ended up being the final score. Let's take a look at the pitchers from an evening ago. A couple of right-handers towed the rubber for each squad. For Kirk Schreider's Raptors, it was Ricky Williams, the right-hander from the University of South Carolina, making his second start of the summer, both being here at Winterfield and both being on Friday nights. Ricky went three innings, allowed three hits and one run, walked three and struck out two while throwing 54 pitches. From there, it was the southpaw Brandon Scott in his third outing of the season and second out of the stable for the Raptors, going three innings, allowing two hits, no runs, one walk, and no punchouts, throwing 36 pitches in that appearance. Kyle Bender then threw a scoreless seventh. Juan Berrios made his Raptor debut in the eighth, throwing 30 pitches, walking three and allowing an earned run that ended up tying the ballgame. And as mentioned, Max Weitzel came in a non-safe situation in the ninth and ended up picking up the loss. On the Mallards side, Coley Kilpatrick made his second start of the season, going five innings, allowing two runs off the home run of Miles Vandenhoevel and four hits. No walks for Kilpatrick, was in the zone and threw eight strikeouts across 79 pitches. Aiden Arbaugh, the left-hander from Michigan State University, came in after Kilpatrick, threw two scoreless frames, didn't allow a hit either against the Raptors. Two walks and a punch out for 33 pitches. Holden Harris, the third and final pitcher used by Donnie Scott last night, threw the eighth and ninth innings, collecting the win. Two innings, hit allowed, no runs, no walks, three punch outs in 26 pitches. Time of the game last night, 2 hours and 47 minutes, 922 Raptor fans in attendance here at historic Witter Field, 72 degrees and sunny. The starting lineups to be announced here in just a couple of minutes. We have the presenting of the colors here tonight as well at historic Witter Field. So if we have a little bit of a delay in between part one and part two of our pregame show leading into first pitch, you know why. It is the 4-6 Raptors, the 7-3 Madison Mallards for the fourth time out of 12 matchups this season. And for the fourth consecutive night, it's the second home game of three on the weekend for Wisconsin Rapids. Tomorrow, a Sunday matinee, the first Sunday game here at Winterfield this year, starting a home-and-home with the La Crosse Loggers. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Starting lineups, national anthems, and the first pitch to come here in Wisconsin Rapids. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003.
At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
First pitch just seconds away here from historic Winter Field. It's Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on this beautiful Saturday night. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters with you as the first pitch of tonight's battle between your Rafters and the Madison Mallards from the right-hander Zach Boss to the left-handed hitting Charlie Marion. Misses low and outside for ball one, and we are underway. Boss, the right-hander, quickly working the 1-0 pitch. Shot to the right center field gap. Beauchesne giving chase. That is going to one-hop the wall. Marion hitting the bag at first. He will get into second, sliding in safely. It's a leadoff double for Charlie Marion here in the first inning. Take a look at both of our lineups. Didn't even get to go through those yet. First for the visiting Madison Mallards, Tyson Romero will be making his third start of the summer. The right-hander will be out on the mound at the bottom of the first. We'll talk about the Nebraska Wesleyan product when we get there. Charlie Marion, who just doubled, is in the leadoff spot and into the box now as the left-handed hitting second baseman Davis Hamilton. Alex Harrell will hit third as the DH for the fourth consecutive game, as will Blake Guerin in the cleanup spot at first base. Voss working first base side of the rubber. The first pitch to Hamilton's on the outside corner for a called strike. After Guerin, it'll be Jake Monroe in the five spot playing third base. Justin Best returns to the Mallard lineup. The Florida State Seminole will hit sixth in center field. Liam Moreno will hit seventh in left. Last night's hero for Madison, the switch hitting catcher David Whittle, will slot in eighth as the catcher. And Shea Robinson will bat ninth at short. The 0-1 pitch. Hamilton hits this one on the ground right side. That's going to get past Trotter Boston into right field for a base hit. Marion hitting the bag at first. The throw to the plate is not in time. It gets by the catcher Bryson Stripling. Marion scores to second is Hamilton. It's a leadoff single. Two batters in here against Zach Voss. For the Rafters, it'll be Trotter Boston leading off at second base. It is the first game not having Miles Vandenhoeven lead off for the Rafters this year. Miles not in the lineup tonight. Jorge Degatti will hit second in right field. Jack Matthew in the three spot as the DH. Grayson Schaefer will clean up at first base. Kyler McIntosh will hit fifth and play short. Jake Beauchesne out in center field will be the sixth hitter this evening. Mason Onati will hit seventh at third. Nomar Vissurto back into the Raptor lineup for the first time in quite a while. He'll play left field, and Bryson Stripling rounding it out as the nine hitter and catcher. Alex Harrell's first delivery seen from Zach Voss is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Voss last threw exactly a week ago on the road, so this is his Witherfield debut. Athletic Park, home of the Wausau Woodchucks on the 1st of June, the right-hander from McNeese State went 2 2/3 innings, allowed 9 hits, 6 runs, all of which were earned, walked 2 and struck out 1 while facing 20 Woodchuck batters. The 0-1 breaking ball to Harrell misses outside for ball 1. Looking at our keys to the ball game here this evening. Key number 1, get the frame started sooner. Similar mantra from an evening ago in one of the three keys prior to last night's ballgame. Four of the five hits for the Rafters, and all two runs came in that third inning as the 1-1 pitch blooped into shallow right field. Trotter Boston, the second baseman, giving chase and will make the grab for the first out of the inning and this ballgame. Four of the five hits for Wisconsin Rapids coming in that third frame last night, and all two runs off the Miles Vandenhoeven home run, and that kind of goes into our second key. It's a repeat key for last night fans. I'm sorry, but it still needs to be reiterated. It's going to take more than one. All of the last three games for the Rafters against Madison, all of their runs scored in each ballgame have come in one singular inning. Even that sixth spot back on Wednesday. And the seventh was all Wisconsin Rapids can muster in that 9-6 loss. Every game against Madison in the last three nights, you have to cue it to keep up with this high-octane offense. The first pitch from Boss to the big right-handed hitting, Blake Guerin misses outside for a ball. And last but not least, the third key has to do with the man out on the hill, Zach Voss. Better sequencing is needed from the jump, and we've already seen it. Madison plating one thus far in the first inning. He had good control against Woodchuck hitters in his first start last week, only walking two, but it's the sequencing that's going to need to change for him to have success tonight. A 1-0 fastball in the outside corner to Guerin is in there for a called strike. In that first inning against Wausau, they sent all nine up to the plate and scored four times. Voss gave up two of the four home runs against Wausau in that 17-10 loss. Keep that control up, but keep the hitters guessing as well from the get-go. 1-1 the count, one out, runner on second. Here in the top of the first inning, Guerin skies this pitch into deep center field. Jake Beauchesne camped underneath. He'll make the grab. Hamilton will hold at second. It's a long fly out for the second out of this inning. Bring up Jake Monroe. Once again, Wisconsin Rapids defensively, left, center, right. It's Vissurto, Beauchesne, and Degatti. On the infield, Mason Onati and Kyler McIntosh, third and short. Second and first is Trotter Boston and Grayson Schaefer. DHing, as mentioned, is Jack Matthey, giving him a night off from behind the plate for the University of North Georgia product. Bryson Stripling to catch for Zach Voss. In Voss's start last week, it was Alex Brody from Plainfield, Illinois, and Shorter University to do the catching. So two starts, two different backstops for the right-hander. Right-handed hitting, Jake Monroe takes a first-pitch fastball in the inside corner for a called strike. Looking at Monroe and facing Raptor pitching in the last 3 days, he has seen some success. Entering this ballgame, a 261 hitter on the summer so far as he swings through that 0-1 delivery to make it nothing at 2. 6 for 23 is Monroe. Went 1-for-4 last night and drew a walk. Was hitless in the finale in Madison on Thursday night and went 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI on Wednesday. 0-2 the count, two outs. Hamilton on second base. The payoff from Voss. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. A three-pitch punch out of Monroe. retires the side. Madison plates one here in the top of the first, but Zach Boss is able to stop the bleeding by retiring the final three batters he faces. Tyson Romero to take the rubber in the bottom half of the first against Trotter Boston, Jorge Degatti, and Jack Mathey. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Summer is finally here, and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids, or online at greenwayrv.com.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
First pitch at the bottom of the first inning to the leadoff hitter of the Rafters tonight, Trotter Boston. From the right-hander of the Mallards, Tyson Romero is in there for a called strike one. Welcome back in, Rafter fans. 1-0 the score in favor of the Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters here on WFHR. The 0-1 pitch from Romero to Trotter Boston misses low for ball one. Charlie Marion doubled to lead off the ballgame in the top of the first. Davis Hamilton, one batter later, singled him home. We have an early scoring start to tonight's contest. 1-1 breaking ball from Romero, tapped foul by Boston. Boston leading off. It's the first now of 11 games for the Rafters this year, where the right-handed hitting infielder-outfielder from Eastern Arizona College, Miles Vandenhoevel, is not in the leadoff spot. Boston hit second and played second last night, had a double back in the third inning. 1-2 breaking ball on the outside corner, just misses for a called ball two. Brandon Wells has got the plate tonight. William Jett, the first base umpire, and the crew chief, Shep Martin, is down the third baseline. Martin had the call behind the plate last night. 2-2 to Boston, misses high for ball three. Romero, the Lincoln, Nebraska native and an attendee of Nebraska Wesleyan University, the 6'5 junior right-hander, making his third start of this 2024 Northwoods League season. Out of the windup, Romero, the 3-2 to Boston. Breaking ball, missing outside for ball four. Boston draws a six-pitch walk. Leadoff man aboard here in the home half of the first for your Rafters. Jorge Degatti getting moved up into the order tonight in his third game of the Rafters. Second back here at Witter Field, hit fifth in Madison on Wednesday night. I should say on Thursday night. Last night hit cleanup, now hitting second today. For Romero, last through on the 2nd of June. That was Sunday in the 6-5, 7-5 win at Green Bay. Five innings of three-run ball for the right-hander, allowing four hits, walking two, and striking out seven Rocker hitters. First pitch to Degatti, misses inside for a ball. Romero faced 19 hitters in his most recent start. He also faced 19 batters in the opening start of the season. He got the opening day nod on Memorial Day in Eau Claire against the Express, as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a called strike on Degatti. Against Eau Claire in the 5-3 loss, through 4 2/3 innings, allowed one hit, one run. It was earned, walked four, and struck out three. As a 3.72 ERA through 9 2/3 innings this season. Back to the breaking ball in the 1-1. It catches the inner third, working inside to middle of the zone is Romero for that called strike two. On deck, it's Jack Mathey, Grayson Schaefer to follow defensively for the Mallards. We'll get to that in a second as the 1-2 breaking ball, broken bat, slow roller on the left side, fielded by the shortstop Robinson to second, one to first. In time. It's a 4-6-3 double play. The leadoff walk of Trotter Boston erased from the base paths here in the home half of the first inning. To bring up Jack Matthey, DHing tonight is the Copley, Ohio native, getting the night off from behind the plate. Defensively for the Mallards, left, center, right, it's Moreno, Best, and Marion on the infield. James Monroe over at third base. Jake Monroe, that is. Shea Robinson at short. Davis Hamilton at second. Blake Guerin at first. Last night's hero, David Whittle, behind the plate for the right-hander, Tyson Romero. The first pitch to Matthey misses inside for a ball. Matthey, last night, the three-hitter and catcher, reached twice. He singled in the third, walked on seven pitches in the bottom of the sixth. 1-0 to Matthey, a breaking ball, tapped foul right behind home plate. Count evens 1-1. For the Mallards, when we get to the top of the second, 6-7-8, the left-handed hitting center fielder, Justin Best, followed up by Liam Moreno and the switch-hitting catcher, David Whittle. Against the Raptor right-hander, Zach Boss, the 1-1. Missing out the left-handed batter's box, another breaking ball from the right-hander Romero for ball two. Romero threw 56 and a third innings at Nebraska Wesleyan this past spring. 2-1. Just misses low and outside for ball three. Did not have an outing or a start where he threw less than five innings at a 3.67 season ERA. 3-1. Swing and a miss on that one from Matthey. Count is full. Season high in strikeouts. He had 10 at Wartburg on the 5th of April. 7 innings, a hit, a run allowed, 3 walks and 10 punchouts. As the 3-2 breaking ball in the outside corner is called strike 3. Romero faces the minimum here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Mallards through 1 at historic Witter Field. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
6-7-8 due up for the Madison Mallards in the top of the second inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR, whether you're tuning in on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320, or you're listening on the Civic Media app. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Rafters baseball. It's the second of three straight home games here at historic Witter Field. Last night's game against Madison, the one going on right now, and then a Sunday matinee tomorrow, a 1:05 first pitch against the La Crosse Loggers. It's the left-handed hitting center fielder Justin Best. First pitch from Zach Boss of the Rafters. This one is grounded into right field. It's through for a base hit. Wasting no time is Best. Two innings for the Mallards, two hits to begin the frame. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting left fielder, Liam Moreno. Moreno, in his 9 games played this year with Madison, a 303 hitter, 10 and 33 at-bats, has 8 RBIs, 7 runs scored, 1 double out of his 10 knocks. First pitch to him, hit on a line through the 5-6 hole into left field, 2 pitches, 2 base hits for Madison here in the top of the second. the second is best, and it'll bring up David Whittle, the man who played hero last night for these Mallards. Coming off the bench for the starting catcher, Will Vierling, the switch hitting backstop, sent a fastball from Max Weitzel over and out, clearing the right field wall to make it 6-2 Mallards. That ended up being our final score. Moreno Valley, California native and a San Diego State University Aztec has two on with nobody out here in this top of the second inning. Whittle is the beer batter selected tonight here at Witterfield, thinking, trying to get to his head on that one. First pitch from Zach Voss, swung on and missed by Whittle. Count will begin, no balls and a strike. 3-for-18 this year is Whittle. So that long ball, just his third hit of the season last night. 5 RBIs, 4 of them coming on that one swing of the bat. The 0-1 from Zach Voss, missing low for ball one. His other hits coming at home against Wisconsin Rapids on Thursday. Scored a run, drove one in as well. And then had a base knock at Green Bay in that 9-4 win back on May 29th. So currently on a 2-game hitting streak is Whittle. A couple looks back at second from Voss, the 1-1. That went in and out of the glove, a stripling for ball two. On deck, it's the 9-hitter and the shortstop out of Illinois State University, Shea Robinson. Top of the order with Charlie Marion to follow. For the Raptors, when we get to the home half of the second inning, it'll be Grayson Schaefer, Kyler McIntosh, and Jake Beauchesne. All right-handed bats in the 4-5-6 slots for Kirk Schreider tonight. 2-1 the count, 2 on. The next pitch from Voss, fouled back by Whittle to even up the count at 2-2. This is the first Saturday night game here at Witterfield this season, and tomorrow Sunday will be the first as well. It begins a home-and-home with the La Crosse Loggers. Raptors will head to La Crosse Monday night at Copeland Park. And another home-and-home will begin starting Tuesday, back-to-back days on the road as Capital Credit Union Park in Green Bay will be the site for the Raptors Tuesday evening. 2-2 the count. Voss looks into stripling for his signs. Comes set. Another look back to Best at second. The 2-2 misses out in the right-handed batter's box. We got a full count here to the third batter in this inning. This is the fourth of 12 matchups between the Raptors and Mallards this year. The two teams will square off twice next week, Thursday and Friday nights, back at Warner Park. The 3-2 from Zach Voss. Missing outside for ball four. Whittle draws a 6-pitch walk. The first three batters have reached here in the top of the second inning. Raptors looking to snap a 3-game losing streak all against these Mallards. Their last win coming on Sunday against the Lakeshore Chinooks at Moonlight Grant Field. 7-5 was the final in that victory. Entering tonight 4-6. The Mallards 7-3. Both chasing the division-leading 9-2 Wausau Woodchucks, who have dropped their last two contests. Bags juiced for Shea Robinson, the 9-hitting shortstop. First pitch, Voss, a breaking ball, flips that one right over the heart of the plate, and it's in there for a called strike from the home plate umpire, Brandon Wells. Mallard's a game and a half back of the aforementioned Woodchucks, Lakeshore. The next in line at third place in the division, a 6-4 record, 2.5 out of first place. The Chinooks have won their last two ball games. 0-1 to Robinson, misses low and inside for ball one. Wisconsin Rapids at 4-6, as mentioned. The Dock Spiders of Fond du Lac at 4-7, 5 out of first place. And the Rockers of Green Bay bringing up the rear at 2-9, 7 out of first place. Rockers have dropped their last two ball games. The 1-1 to Robinson, hit in the air center field. Coming in on it is Beauchesne. He'll make the grab. Holding up at third is Best. No tag. That's a huge first out for Zach Voss here in the second inning. Back to the top of the order with Charlie Marion. Marion wasted no time. The second pitch he saw an inning ago. Put it into the right center field gap. Later scored on the Davis-Hamilton single. Last night, Marion got the scoring started with a home run that we talked about in the pregame show. But also drew a 5-pitch walk to begin the ballgame in the top of the first and walked in the ninth on 8 pitches and came in to score on the David Whittle pinch hit grand slam. Voss trying to bear down here. The ground ball away from potentially getting out of this. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Marion. Hit on the ground, right side. Boston will glove to second one. McIntosh to first. He fakes the throw. Trying to see if he could catch the runner on third. Moreno off the bag, knowing that would have been a tough double play to turn on Marion. So run comes in to score. Best touches home plate. It's 2-0 Mallards. Moreno to third, Whittle out on the bases. Marion's on for the second time in as many innings. It'll be Davis Hamilton now, who had that RBI single an inning ago and now is on a current 9-game hitting streak for the Mallards. Sun Prairie, Wisconsin native and playing his collegiate baseball at North Dakota State University. The first pitch to him, hit on the ground, over to second. Boston on an E will glove and throw to first in time. The Mallards add another after a couple of singles to lead off the inning from Justin Best and Liam Moreno. 2-0 the score, 4-5-6 to up for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
4-5-6 for the Raptors. They trail it 2-0 as we enter the bottom of the second inning from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors, back here with you, covering all 72 games of this Northwoods League season in year 15 of Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on the Civic Media app. It'll be Grayson Schaefer at the cleanup spot, the first baseman for the Raptors, to lead off this inning against the right-hander on the hill for Madison, Tyson Romero. Schaefer hit in the seventh spot last night for the Raptors, only got to the plate three times. The first pitch from Romero is a breaking ball that misses outside for ball one. Schaefer had a couple strikeouts last night in the third and fourth innings, and in his final at-bat flew out to center in the seventh. The 1-0 from Romero, missing outside as well for ball two. Kyler McIntosh on deck, Jake Beauchesne to follow. Wisconsin Rapids chasing two already in the early going. Two runs on four hits and no errors for the Mallards. Zeros across the board for Wisconsin Rapids in the runs, hits, and errors category. A 2-0 breaking ball in the inside corner that misses low. Schaefer taking three straight balls in his first plate appearance tonight. Raptors looking to snap a 3-game losing streak and collect their fifth win of the season. 3-0. This is inside on an off-speed delivery for ball four. Schaefer drawing a 4-pitch walk. It's the second straight inning where the Raptors have drawn a walk to begin the frame.